listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. The body of missing Queensland woman Wendy Sleeman has been found in a car in Brisbane's north overnight. Her 30-year-old son, Slade, has been arrested over multiple offences, including kidnapping. Superintendent Brendan Smith says it's a tragic ending.
It's a very sad time for the family. On the other side, I suppose it gives them some closure as to where she is.
The boy is in a critical but stable condition after being struck by lightning on a New South Wales beach. The 10-year-old was hit while swimming at Warilla Beach near Wollongong late yesterday, arvo. A man is recovering from surgery after he was attacked by a crocodile in the NT. Police say he was bitten on the leg while collecting croc eggs. The Ukrainian ambassador is calling for Tennis Australia to ban Novak Djokovic's dad from the Oz Open. It comes after the Serbian's father was spotted posing with Russian pro-war demonstrators waving banned flags on Wednesday night. The consumer watchdog will crack down on social media influencers misleading their followers. The ACCC will investigate around 100 Aussies who've been dobbed in by the public for making false statements promoting products or failing to disclose sponsored content. And an asteroid the size of a truck is said to pass by Earth today, even closer than some satellites. 2023 BU will pass 3,600 Ks above the southern tip of South America and was only discovered last weekend. But don't worry, NASA has ruled out the possibility of it hitting our planet, and with a size of between 3 to 8 metres, it would likely disintegrate high in the atmosphere. The Australian Open women's final is set with reigning Wimbledon champion Elena Rybakina to face Aryna Sabalenka in Saturday's decider after both won their semi-finals in straight sets overnight. It'll be Sabalenka's first ever Grand Slam final, the 24-year-old telling Nine she's looking forward to the challenge.
She's playing the great tennis, super aggressive, and it's going to be a great battle. I'm really looking forward for this final.
The men's semis take place tonight with Novak Djokovic up against American Tommy Paul. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, a possible storm for Brisbane with a top of 32, a shower or two developing for the Gold Coast and 31, patchy showers for Sydney, 27 the max, while it's sunny for Melbourne, a top of 27 also, partly cloudy for Hobart and 26, sunny for Adelaide, chasing 37 degrees, mostly sunny for Perth, a top of 27. And the Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.